Well, for the past week, the partisan debate has intensified regarding diversity and inclusion programs at Boise State University. By now, you've probably heard that a group of 28 Idaho Republican House members have been openly criticizing such programs, while a group of 21 Democratic members of the Idaho legislature have been expressing their support for the programs. This morning, we thought it would be appropriate to spend some time with the director of the Boise State Office of Student Diversity and Inclusion, and his name is Francisco Salinas.
Good morning.
You've been in this job for 10, 11?
Yeah, going 10, on 11 years in October.
11 years?
Yeah.
How do you measure success?
Oh, we do it really. I mean, this is going to sound cliche, but one student at a time, right? Each student that we serve is a student who we hope to affect in a positive way, right? And it's any of the students that we serve, right? We want to see students feeling as though Boise State is for them, feeling as though they're getting what they want out of their education, that they're positioned to be successful as students. One of the things that's a constant sort of dynamic in this work is brand new incoming students who come here and they don't know all the gifts that they possess. They don't know all the things that they become. And through their experiences here, what we hope to put in front of them are all these opportunities to learn what is possible, right? And that's what we do with students.
Can I assume that the university points to this department when they're recruiting students and faculty and staff?
Absolutely, yeah. The existence of our department says something to anybody that might be looking about Boise State University, that there is an understanding of where a commitment to inclusiveness fits within the sort of national trends in higher education. What we've got in the history of higher education is some groups that have had a history of less success than others, and these efforts nationwide are trying to address that history, right? Trying to make it so that the institution is responsive to the needs of particular groups of students. And I don't know if you know this, but across higher education, these offices really were born of student activism, of students saying that, you know, the university doesn't respond to our needs and we need something unique that responds to our needs. So as a matter of fact, here at Boise State University, students organized to create the fee for the MLK celebration. Students organized to create the fee that actually became my salary.
I'm going to assume that you received this letter from the Office of the Provost, and it's worth reading. I just want to read a couple of lines here. I want to reassure you that I remain steadfastly committed to the programs and initiatives we've undertaken to make Boise State an accessible, welcoming, and supportive campus for all students. They are mission critical in the best interests of the state of Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's talking about you.
And I think it's important to remember, too, that that is not meant just for our operation, right? When we talk about all students, all of us care about all students, right? There are none of us that I know in the Boise State University family of employees that would turn away a student in need, any student in need. I've been doing this work beyond Boise State University for about 25 years. I have a lot of experience working with underrepresented minority populations. I might be, because of that practice, sensitized to reading between the lines of some of the needs of these students. So I have a level of expertise to bring to bear on the service of a particular group of students. But there are others across campus who might be more practiced with a student who comes from, a particular faith tradition, right, or a particular disciplinary lens or whatever. All of us want to help as many students as we can. Some of us have particular areas of expertise.
I have to assume that you're talking about some of these headlines among your colleagues and that this is an opportunity.
It's absolutely an opportunity, right? And I stand behind our president and the president's response and the president's strategy to have conversations, to learn about, what these legislators see as the needs of the students. And I would say—
It's a heck of an initiation for her, though.
Absolutely. But, nobody steps into that role not expecting challenges, right? There were going to be challenges. But I am in complete agreement with the piece of the letter that's— shares a concern about the rising costs for students. All of us should be concerned about that, and I am certainly concerned about that. In terms of where you look to mitigate the rising costs, I would say to look at these efforts might not be the most important way to make a big dent in that issue for students. In terms of us talking about this, absolutely, we've had visits from lots of students who are concerned, feel as though this is an attack on things that they value. And what we have to say for students, we're here, and we're here for you. And we're going to continue to support you in the ways that we can. And, you know, the development of our institutional sort of evolution as we continue to change and improve, that is something that is a conversation for all of us to be involved in, including our president and these legislators.
Francisco Salinas is Director of Student Diversity and Inclusion. Best of luck to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, George. Great talking to you.